Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Children and obesity is a major problem in the United States, but how to best deal with it is still a puzzle. According to some people in the medical community, kids should adhere to a low-fat diet. Of course, after years of pushing the low-fat diet routine, the numbers of obese children and adults have skyrocketed. The problem of putting children on non-dairy, low-fat diets, besides increasing their risk of heart disease, is that the children on these diets consume more sugar and develop greater insulin resistance, which leads to even greater weight gain. As usual, rather than take a stand and recommend a good, healthy approach to diet, such as following a metabolic typing diet, the drug companies are pushing to try to get children on cholesterol-lowering medications. As a result, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force cautions that there is insufficient and conflicting evidence and serious concerns about the side effects, which could include growth failure, nutritional dwarfing, and inhibited progression of puberty. The scariest part of this whole thing is that some people still associate health with more drugs. Fortunately, thanks to the health news, less and less. And for our next story, wheat takes the heat as we look at why it is not the wholesome food you thought it was. It's time to shed some light on wheat germ agglutinin, or WGA gluten for the sake of this report, which is found in high concentration in whole wheat and is responsible for many difficult-to-diagnose diseases. Although there's been a lot of talk from the health food industry about eating wheat, most people are unaware that it contains gluten, a protein that promotes inflammation in the body, which can also cause the gut to become leaky and cause other problems. A leaky gut is actually when the toxins in your digestive tract leak into your bloodstream. Another issue that is ignored and of equal or more importance is the lectin problem. WGA lectin is difficult to break down by living systems and can accumulate and be incorporated into tissues where they interfere with normal biological processes. Now here's the best part. We spend over $250 million on supplements like glucosamine for joint pain, and how they work is glucosamine blocks the negative effect of the WGA glutens and lectins. If you would just eliminate the wheat, most of the joint pain would probably go away, not to mention a myriad of other health issues. And when I come back, making no bones about hormone replacement therapy, bone mineral density, and the risk of breast cancer, and a hard look at the hard truth about the swine flu pandemic.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
The controversy over postmenopausal women using hormone replacement therapy continues. The risk of breast cancer from using HRT has been under scrutiny for years, and current research shows that increased bone mineral density, BMD, may be a risk factor as well. That's right, increased bone mineral density may be a risk factor for breast cancer. According to the study, higher levels of bone density is associated with higher levels of estrogen over time, and higher levels of estrogen over time increases the risk of breast cancer. Of course, when it comes to breast cancer, many other factors should be considered, such as diet, lifestyle, family history, age, prior use of hormones, and body mass index. Certainly, though, BMD is a valuable screening tool and one that definitely needs consideration. And our last story reveals the truth about who is behind the swine flu pandemic. The business of drug companies is being exposed by experts who believe that the swine flu pandemic is no more than a ploy to give drug companies a shot in the arm. With terrific profits to be made selling vaccines, many members of the medical community are attempting to expose the truth. Apparently, over half of the experts advising the World Health Organization to declare swine flu a pandemic have been linked to drug makers and have declared interest in the vaccine maker that will benefit the most from the pandemic. The same group has also redefined pandemic in order to mandate the mass purchase of vaccines and drugs by governments and put millions of healthy people at risk for an insufficiently tested vaccine. What some are now calling a fake pandemic has members of the medical community asking for an immediate investigation. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. 80% of the brain is water. Your brain isn't the firm gray mass you've seen on TV. Living brain tissue is a squishy pink and jelly-like organ, thanks to loads of blood and high water content of the tissue. So the next time you're feeling dehydrated, get a drink and keep your brain hydrated. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.